It's been a very positive 10 years. I believe UNIFIL has evolved quite a bit over that period, and the adoption of the mandate and the pushing forward of 1701 has been completed quite successfully, but there is still some distance to go. So while we've overseen the withdrawal, we're monitoring the ceasefire, at the same time, we do want to move in time to a permanent ceasefire. So that must be the real challenge. It may take some time to get there, but we have to keep trying to get that and building the confidence between the parties to achieve that outcome, because I believe that would be the best outcome all around. But in the interim, we still have to do our task there. We are a very unrecognised as a very successful mission, but it can always turn quickly on an incident, a miscalculation along the line of withdrawal or the blue line, and we have to be always on our guard to ensure we're ready to react and assist the parties not to go back to any kind of conflict.
It's not your first time in southern Lebanon. In Lebanon, you've served before in UNIFIL. How did the situation change from back then?
Yes, I have some experience in Lebanon, having served there initially in 1982 during the invasion of that year, also in 1989 at the time of the formation of the TAIF Accords. And then finally, my last deployment was in 94. Now, it has moved considerably from that period. The 425, 426, the initial resolutions, there has been a major addition with 1701. And the area has changed considerably under that. There is a much improved environment, 10 years now without conflict, that brings great hope. There is great hope for the local population. And you can actually see that on the ground, because you have the manifestation now of a better economy. There's more life. And one part of that sometimes gets overlooked is UNIFIL's Maritime Task Force, who ensure that along with our Lebanese colleagues, that no weapons are brought into the country. But also they have overseen quite an improvement in sea trade. So Lebanon's economy, both in the north and in the south, is improving because of these measures. And another additional factor I'd mention is the contribution that UNIFIL itself makes to the local economy. So they're all important factors in helping South Lebanon to look enormously better now than it did during my early years of service back in 82 or 89 or 94. It's a much better place.
During the handover ceremony in UNIFIL's headquarters in Naqoura, you outlined your priorities. What are the key priorities for you?
Yeah, certainly at the moment, I'm in command since the 19th of July, so it's early days. I'm very much, to use the expression, getting my feet under the desk. I'm learning very quickly what the rhythm of the mission is, and determining where the mission can go. But in line of my priorities with relation to the mission, the utmost priority for me at this point must be to ensure that conflict doesn't flare up for whatever reason by either party, so that UNIFIL is there to ensure that we can diffuse any little events over perhaps minor agricultural issues or blue line marking or minefields, whatever. There's different issues that will always crop up, but that's got to be a priority to ensure no conflict arrives. In addition to that, to ensure that, you know, South Lebanon is free of weapons, that we are a major priority must be to ensure we develop the capability of the Lebanese armed forces to extend their remit right down into their sovereign state, into sovereign Lebanon, right up to the line of withdrawal. So building Lebanese capability is an important priority for me also. And we do that through our strategic dialogue process. Of course, we're very grateful for the assistance that Lebanon is receiving through bilateral arrangements, because they do have a significant security challenge on their border with Syria. So all of that, possibly a little bit outside my priorities, they all add to the same issue, and that is really to stop a return to any kind of conflict and defuse situations quickly.